Lecturers at the University of Ghana Medical School have called on the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to give serious consideration to the market premium of lecturers in medical schools in determining their single spine salary, which is to be implemented soon. Speaking at a public lecture organized by the school in Accra, the Dean of the school, Professor Yao Tete, said lecturers deserve a better market premium to make their remuneration attractive to the young consultants who are willing to join the faculty. Here's a report by Victoria Ahaji.
The Ghana Medical School was started in October 1962 with a first batch of 51 students who undertook a two-year medical course. The school aims to produce highly qualified and competent health professionals and medical scientists to address the health needs of the nation and the global community. The Dean of the Medical School, Professor Yao Tete, said there are several qualified doctors within and outside Ghana who can be employed to teach in the medical school, but the challenge is the unattractiveness of remuneration and conditions of service, which does not guarantee a comfortable retirement. He said lecturers at the medical school work as full-time doctors, and yet the remuneration and end-of-service benefits for practicing doctors is better than the medical school lecturers.
Now, our appeal to the Salaries and Fair Wages Commission is that when they are considering the levels of lecturers in medical schools, they should remember that they work as doctors, full-time doctors, like any other doctor in the country, and they also work like lecturers in the university. For that matter, their market premium should look at these two things that they are doing, because if they put them in only one category, it will be unfortunate, and that is what is preventing younger ones from joining the school to help in training.
Professor Tete said 2,570 doctors have graduated from the school, which forms 54.3% of the total requirement of doctors for the Ghana Health Service. This is expected to increase since between 180 and 200 doctors graduate from the school every year. He called on the ministries of health and education to work together to come out with a comprehensive training policy to address training issues. The provost of the College of Health Sciences at the University of Ghana, Professor Aaron Lawson, announced that the relocation of the school from Kolebu to Legon is on course, adding that work will commence at the new site in the first half of the year. He called on Ghanaian doctors abroad to come home and render their services to the country.
Victoria Haji's report.